I'll call this meeting of the Civil Law and Elections Committee to order. We have minutes from April 27th. Representative Hilty will move the minutes from April 27th.
I will, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. We have one bill on our agenda again, members. That is House File 2428, and I will move House File 2428 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. Representative Howes, the bill is before us, and I see, are these both your amendments?
Correct, Mr. Chair.
All right. Maybe I'll move each one of them separately. You can explain them, and we'll vote on them. Is that all right?
Mr. Chairman, to speed things up, you could move Amendment A34 first, and then I'll explain while I'm here.
All right. I will move the H2428A34 amendment. That is before us, Representative Howes.
Mr. Chairman, members, that's just an enactment clause.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The A34 amendment is adopted. I will move the A050798 amendment. That is before us, Representative Howes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. And this is my seventh year in the House. And what I have discovered is every single day, every week, every month, every year, you learn something new. What I learned last week is to read appeals court decisions. If they affect any legislation that is dear to my heart or I have my fingerprints on, I accept full responsibility for bringing this bill back and not reading the appeals court decision. The appeals court severed more from Section 2003, Chapter 8, than Chapter 28, than the Ramsey County Court did. And that's where the confusion came. So what this amendment does is it reenacts Article 3 that the appeals court severed from the bill. And also a couple of technical changes that were pointed out to me with the sign or oral indication that a business did not want to have guns on their premises. We did change the and to an or in one portion, but it was also in another portion of the bill. It talked about the signs, so we had to fix that also. And I did have staff here today to better explain this amendment because it is very technical.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and members, I think he did a very good job of explaining that. Are there any questions?
Any questions for
you? Who are you? Why are you?
Mr. Chairman and Representative De La Forest, I'm Jim Cleary from House Research, and I drafted this bill to the Finley decision, the lower court decision last fall. And as Representative Howes mentioned, the lower court did not mention Article 3. The appeals court, on the other hand, said, well, of course, if we're going to sever Article 2, which is the main part of the Minnesota Personal Protection Act, it would be absurd not to also sever Article 3. So the appeals court severed Article 3. Events have moved a little quickly here toward the end of session out of necessity, and so we're bringing this amendment to make the bill complete. And it would, the bill with this amendment would simply reestablish, reenact the Minnesota Personal Protection Act of 2003, Article 2 being most features of that act, and Article 3 with this amendment being the lifetime ban on violent felons from ever possessing firearms again. Previous law, previous to the 2003 enactment, and currently since that's been set aside, a violent felon would be subject to a 10-year ban following the discharge of his sentence. So, for example, if somebody were sentenced to 5 years executed prison time for a violent felony and, say, 3 years of it's not probation, it's supervised release, that would be a total of 8 years, that person, under current law as it now stands, would be eligible for firearms possession and use after 18 years. Under the Personal Protection Act, which is now being reenacted under Article 3, that person would have a lifetime ban.
Questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Flowick. And then
Mr. Chair and Mr. Cleary, it's nice to see you. I know we've emailed each other
you know, when you said Representative De La Porta, who are you? It's my son's birthday. It's his 14th birthday, and one of the shirts I got him, it says, "Who are you and why are you reading my shirt?" At 14, they think that's very funny, so it reminded me of that. However, I think, Representative Howells, we agreed on and had discussed most of this ahead of time. However, line 14 of AO50798, what is that, line 13 and 14, where you're striking posted requests and demands compliance and inserting establishments policy? Is that just a, what is that?
Representative House.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Slavik, because we changed the end to an or, then if you read the next two sentences, it says the requester or its agent personally informs the person of the posted request or demands compliance. We couldn't have that in there because it's either and or now, not posted request and demands compliance. So that's why we changed it to the establishment's policy. They can inform the person of the establishment's policy if they don't have a sign posted. Does that make sense?
Mr. Chair, I'm sure you've probably talked to businesses about this, and they've said that would work just fine and so forth.
President House.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Slawick, the businesses wanted to have and or. They didn't want to, you know, have to do both, and the sign has always been obtrusive to people. Whether or not they liked the law, the sign was obtrusive to them, and they wanted the option of just being able to say, this is our policy.
Okay. Thank you.
Other question, Representative Westrum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Cleary, just a question on the violent felons not receiving a handgun permit for a lifetime. How do we define violent in the statutes? And the reason I ask is, I mean, there are people who maybe, I don't know, whatever, do white-collar crimes, if you will, embezzled from their company, served their time. Are they violent felons as well?
Mr. Cleary. Mr. Chairman and Representative Westrum, we define violent felony very broadly, and it was broadened somewhat more by Article 3. I doubt that it would cover a felony crime, a felony white-collar crime. I believe that it truly is what one would commonsensically think of as involving violence. I do have a list of that. I don't have it with me. I could bring it to you after this hearing.
Well, Mr. Chair, Mr. Cleary, maybe you could just email me that list. I'd just be curious. And that was my real question you answered. I mean, does violent mean what we would all commonsensibly think? There's got to be probably an act of aggression or intimidation in the definition, or does it expand to what we would call just, I mean, white-collar crimes?
Representative Westrum, I think we would find it pretty commonsensical. It's been a couple of years since I've read through all the detail, but I remember at the time thinking this makes sense.
Sure. Okay. Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, the AO50798 amendment is before us. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. That amendment is adopted. Any further discussion on the amended bill that we didn't already have last night?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Slawick.
You know, I couldn't let it go by just a little bit with that. This does point to it's a sloppy bill, and here we have to come and clean it up again. So, but we know that you've got the votes, and it's going to go through, and of course, you know, Mr. Cleary did his best to not make it a sloppy bill, but, you know, and we'll just be doing our amendments at another time.
Mr. Chair.
Gentlemen, keeping in mind, she made a correct statement there. You've got the votes. So, Representative House.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Representative Slough, if you are correct, but I do have to say it was a sloppy reenactment presentation of the bill, but not a sloppy bill.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to step forward here a little bit too.
Mr. Player, very briefly.
The ball, sir, was really in my court to draft this bill accurately. And several months passed between the lower court ruling and the upper court ruling, and then it was introduced under pressure of time. and I just I will serve you better in the future. So if there's any sloppiness, it's my fault.
All right, seeing no further discussion, I will renew my motion that House File 2428 as amended be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.